Hi everyone, this is for Octava Day 24. Play an instrument that you play or something you'd like to be able to play. Now, I'm a bit behind, so I'm trying to catch up now. And I'm trying to do it quickly because I can't upload very long posts, thankfully, for all concerned, I'm sure. At school, we had to learn the piano. It was compulsory, and we could do an extra instrument. And I actually chose the oboe. We even had names for the oboes. I didn't have one of my own. They were called, was it Benvolio or something like that? And Oscar. Oscar was the oldest one. Anyway, I enjoyed playing it, but I was a bit scared of my teacher. And I only did it for a couple of years because if I could have gone out in the middle of nowhere to practice, I wouldn't have minded. But sometimes the oboe can make some awful noises, any kind of wind instrument or brass instrument for that matter. Probably any instrument, if you don't play it properly, can. I don't think I was particularly bad at it. I was just lacked confidence in myself. So after a couple of years, I gave it up. But it's not oboe I'm going to play for you now. It's actually French horn. I absolutely love the French horn. I learned as a very small child to differentiate between the different types of instruments from Peter and the Wolf. If any of you remember that, well, you must be as old as I am, but that is really how I learned. And the wolf was actually played by the French horn. And it sounded kind of scary then. But what I'm going to play you now is from Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. This was the first thing that came up when I put in French horn music. And it actually is one piece that I'm really familiar with because it's quite sad sounding. But then the horn is a bit like that. And it actually reminds me of a friend of mine at university who actually, it's a long story and I might tell it another time. It's not really funny, but not funny at all. It was this time of year, actually. I think it was around like the 1st of November or something, but she actually took an overdose and I came back from my lectures and I found her like it. And she actually had this playing. I don't think it was this part of it, but it was part of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. And I don't remember how I knew that, but I do. I don't remember. I must have asked her, I suppose. And anyway, she turned out to be okay, but it was very dramatic at the time and very traumatic for me as well because I was only 17 then and she was a year older than me. Most people were. Anyway, I'm going to play it now because I can't remember how long it is, but I just put in to Google. Niall, get in your bed, please. Stop rabbiting about. You've had your dinner. Get in your bed now. Good boy. That's the first thing that came up, is the solo in one of the movements of this symphony, and I can't remember which one it is. Now, you'll have to excuse the screen.
List of 10, 1. Visited heading level 3. Enter. Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony French Horn Solo. The new page has one frame. What like a pointing triangle.
It's quite somber. Get in your bed.
Thank you.
I guess that was it. I didn't listen to it first. That's a bit of a shame, really, but there you go. That gives you a flavour of it. And we got a bit of oboe in there as well. How's that for good measure? The only thing missing was my other favourite instrument, which is the harp, but I'm not going to harp on about that now, and I'll see you on the other side if this uploads, which hopefully it will.